We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU, HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH, HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV, HD1 Olsburg, Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at KansasPublicRadio.org, or of course you could just ask your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Clear skies, 42 degrees in Lawrence at 6 o'clock.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson at 6:04. Governor Laura Kelly has vetoed a tax relief package that would create a flat income tax for all Kansans, but Republican lawmakers might have the votes to reverse that veto. Dylan Lyson has the details.
The plan would create a 5.15% flat income tax in Kansas and cut up to $570 million of state revenue each year. It also speeds up the elimination of the state's food sales tax and reduces taxes on Social Security. Supporters argue a flat rate is the fairest way to tax income, but Kelly says it would drain the budget and make it harder to pay for state services.
There is no doubt public schools would be the first to take a hit.
Kelly instead proposed a one-time tax rebate up to $900 for married couples. The plan would cost the state $800 million. But Republican leaders in the legislature vow to override Kelly's veto. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Governor Kelly has also vetoed a bill that would specify in law that parents can pull their children out of school activities that they find inappropriate. The bill's a pared-down version of a parent's bill of rights that the governor vetoed last year. The change would have little practical effect. Supporters say it's a way to give parents a bigger role in what happens in classrooms, but opponents see it as a way of shutting off class discussions about race and other controversial cultural issues. Republican Senator Molly Baumgardner said during the debate that the bill should outline parental rights in state law.
I don't think that parents asking questions should be viewed as threatening.
The bill would need 8 more votes in the House and 4 in the Senate to override the governor's veto. A new report says the Federal Clean Air Act has helped reduce high ozone in the state's largest cities, but it can still cause long-term health conditions, and air pollution is still a problem. Sarah Prem is director of advocacy for the American Lung Association in Kansas.
So if, you know, you're someone who already has impaired breathing, being outside in a day where the air quality is poor is tiring and could, you know, really cause you a significant health issue, breathing issues.
Spikes in particulate matter have worsened in recent years in Kansas City, Topeka, and Wichita, the report says. Fine particles can penetrate lungs and bloodstreams and also cut lives short. Governor Laura Kelly has vetoed new restrictions on food stamps because the governor says it would take food away from hungry Kansans. Blaise Mesa has more.
The bill would require able-bodied Kansans between 50 to 59 years old to take work training programs if they do not work more than 30 hours a week. If they don't do that, they lose access to food assistance. Republicans who supported the change say work requirements are a common-sense way to help people get out of poverty. The governor says the bill is a burden on low-income Kansans. The bill did not pass with a veto-proof majority. Republicans could try to override the veto later this week. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Blaise Mesa in Topeka.
And in sports, the Kansas City Royals lost last night to the Arizona Diamondbacks 5-4. That 3-game series continues tonight and tomorrow afternoon in Phoenix. It's 7 minutes after 6. This is Kansas Public Radio. And this is Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.7 in Emporia. Your place for NPR News. You can also find us online anytime, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. Israel is marking the 75th anniversary of its founding. Man, Israelis are reopening debates about whether that country can be both a Jewish state and a democracy. We'll hear more about that coming up next. And then, ahead in 15 minutes, ousted Fox News host Tucker Carlson elevated extremist narratives and conspiracy theories to his audience of millions.
This kind of dreck that you would normally only see on far-right forums and online spaces had a primetime audience on cable news every night.
We'll hear more about Tucker Carlson's far-reaching impact. That's coming up in 15 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, presenting Roar and Pour Wine Fest, an evening of wine tasting, food, and entertainment to support the work of the Topeka Zoo, April 29th. Tickets available at topekazoo.org/roarandpour.
Partly cloudy this morning, mostly cloudy this afternoon, with highs near 65 degrees. Clear skies and 39 degrees now.
In the early days of COVID, there were so many questions.
How many people are in the hospital? Do we have hospital beds? Are there ventilators?
But the White House Coronavirus Task Force didn't have the numbers.
There is no U.S. data that I could rely on.
How poor government data costs lives. On the next Reveal.
Reveal tonight at 7 on KPR2.
So.
Don't miss out. You can catch up on any news you may have missed during the day. Here for you every weekday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Your host is Laura Larson here at Kansas Public Radio from 3 to 7, Monday through Friday, with NPR's All Things Considered. Clear skies, 40 degrees right now. It'll be partly cloudy this morning. More clouds coming in the afternoon. And afternoon highs in the mid-60s. It's 6:30.
Off Sudan's coast, and another is being deployed to the area.
This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson. It's 6:31. Governor Laura Kelly has rejected a huge tax-cutting package over concerns that it would drain the state's budget. But Republican leaders in the legislature have vowed to override that veto. The plan would set a flat income tax rate and provide as much as $570 million in cuts every year. It would also speed up the elimination of the state's food sales tax and reduce taxes on Social Security. Governor Kelly says the flat tax would mostly benefit the richest Kansans and would cost the state $1.3 billion over the next 3 years.
That's money taken directly from services everyday Kansans rely on, and deposited right into the pockets of the wealthiest Kansans.
Supporters of the plan, though, argue that a flat tax is the fairest way to tax income. Kelly instead proposes a one-time tax rebate of $900 for married couples. That plan would cost the state about $800 million. Governor Kelly has signed into law a Bill of Rights that gives foster parents and foster kids a few dozen additional protections. As Blaise Messer reports, that law passed with bipartisan support.
Most of the almost four dozen rights already existed in state law, like guaranteeing a safe and comfortable placement for kids. But Kansas lawmakers say those rights were trampled on so much that the state needed to create a centralized place for foster kids and parents to see what rights they have, like the right to timely reimbursement for foster parents. Foster parents should be getting paid back for their expenses, but that doesn't always happen. The governor says this will give parents more of a voice in a confusing system. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Blaise Messa in Topeka.
The annual number of high ozone days has decreased in Kansas in recent decades, but air pollution remains a problem, especially in and near the state's largest cities. Celia Yopis-Jepson reports.
A new report from the American Lung Association credits the Federal Clean Air Act for helping reduce high ozone days over the past several decades. That's good because ozone irritates lungs and can cause long-term lung conditions that shorten lives. Yet the report also says that spikes in particulate matter have gotten worse in recent years, including in the Kansas City, Topeka, and Wichita areas. Fine particles can penetrate lungs and bloodstreams and can also cut lives short. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
Clear skies and 40 degrees at 6:35. We're expecting it to be partly cloudy throughout the morning, but then mostly cloudy in the afternoon. Afternoon highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, still cloudy, and lows drop back to the mid-40s. Clear skies, 40 degrees in Lawrence now at 635. This is Kansas Public Radio.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Amy Martinez at Kansas.
This is Kansas Public Radio, KPR, your place for NPR News. 91.5 in Lawrence, 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Online, kansaspublicradio.org. Lots of rain following last year's big fires now has whole neighborhoods in Flagstaff, Arizona, sandbagging to protect their homes. A near-record snowpack in the mountains is threatening to test large-scale flood control in Flagstaff. We'll hear more about that coming up next on Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, presenting their annual Dole Lecture, Tuesday evening, April 25th at 7, featuring Senators Trent Lott and Tom Daschle, who are both longtime colleagues of Senator Bob Dole. More at doleinstitute.org.
That's tonight. Partly cloudy this morning, mostly cloudy this afternoon, highs in the mid-60s, and then tonight, still mostly cloudy, lows will dip back to the mid-40s. Tomorrow, the clouds linger, at least in the morning. We'll see afternoon highs on Wednesday, once again near 65. Clear skies, 40 degrees now.
Hey, it's Jesse Thorne, the host of Bullseye from NPR, where we always learn something new about even our most famous guests, like Tom Hanks.
When I'm in the car by myself, I use salty language.
Oh, my gracious.
I use baseball dugout language.
Join us every week for a lot of culture, a little comedy, and in-depth interviews you won't hear anywhere else on Bullseye from MaximumFun.org and NPR. Saturday morning at 11, right here on KPR.
Sandbags and concrete barriers. For NPR News, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.
This is NPR News.
And this is Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News. 91.5 in Lawrence, 90.3 in Chanute. Online, kansaspublicradio.org. Actor, producer, and writer Rainn Wilson is up next. He'll talk to Rachel Martin about his new book on spirituality. It's called Soul Boom, Why We Need a Spiritual Revolution. That's coming up next. Just after 7 o'clock, we'll bring you the latest news from around the region. Also ahead, in a half an hour, the Griffith Observatory Planetarium in Los Angeles. Storytellers delight audiences as they unravel the mysteries of the night sky.
When the lights go out and the stars appear, the theater erupts in this, whoa!
Now, those performers at the Griffith Observatory are joining the union that represents Broadway actors. We'll hear more about that coming up in a half hour on Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
In the early 1960s, Leonard Bernstein selected a handful of young musicians to help him perform the Carnival of the Animals. And in this recording, Bernstein himself plays the part of the narrator. We'll hear Leonard Bernstein's voice this morning on KPR. We'll also hear Bach's first Brandenburg Concerto, Mendelssohn's Fifth Symphony, and much more. Cordelia Brown has classical music for us, starting at 9 o'clock, from 9 to noon today, here on KPR. It's 6:51. And I'm Tom Parkinson, and this is Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local, from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Online, we're at kansaspublicradio.org, or just ask your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Clear skies as the sun rises over eastern Kansas, 40 degrees right now. We partly cloudy this morning, afternoon highs in the mid-60s.
PR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson. It's 7:04. Governor Laura Kelly has vetoed a tax relief package that would have created a flat income tax rate for all Kansans. But Republican lawmakers may have enough votes to reverse that veto. Dylan Lyson has the details.
The plan would create a 5.15% flat income tax in Kansas and cut up to $570 million of state revenue each year. It also speeds up the elimination of the state's food sales tax and reduces taxes on Social Security. Supporters argue a flat rate is the fairest way to tax income, but Kelly says it would drain the budget and make it harder to pay for state services.
There is no doubt public schools would be the first to take a hit.
Kelly instead proposed a one-time tax rebate up to $900 for married couples. The plan would cost the state $800 million. But Republican leaders in the legislature vow to override Kelly's veto. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Governor Kelly has also vetoed a bill that would specify in law that parents can pull their children out of school activities they find inappropriate. The bill is a pared-down version of the so-called Parents' Bill of Rights. The governor vetoed that last year. The change would have little practical effect. Supporters say it's a way to give parents a bigger role in what happens in classrooms, but opponents see it as a way of shutting off class discussions about race and controversial cultural issues. The bill would need 8 more votes in the House and 4 in the Senate to override the governor's veto. A new report says the Federal Clean Air Act has helped to reduce high ozone days in the state's largest cities, but ozone can cause long-term lung conditions, and air pollution remains a problem in Kansas. Sarah Prem is director of advocacy for the American Lung Association in Kansas.
So if, you know, you're someone who already has impaired breathing, being outside in a day where the air quality is poor is tiring and could, you know, really cause you a significant health issue, breathing issues.
Spikes in particulate matter have worsened in recent years in Kansas City, Topeka, and Wichita, the report says. Fine particles can penetrate lungs and bloodstreams and also cut life short. Governor Kelly has vetoed new restrictions on food stamps now because she says it could take food away from hungry Kansans. Blaise Mesa has more on that story.
The bill would require able-bodied Kansans between 50 to 59 years old to take work training programs if they do not work more than 30 hours a week. If they don't do that, they lose access to food assistance. Republicans who supported the change say work requirements are a common-sense way to help people get out of poverty. The governor says the bill is a burden on low-income Kansans. The bill did not pass with a veto-proof majority. Republicans could try to override the veto later this week. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Blaise Mesa in Topeka.
In sports, the Kansas City Royals lost last night to the Arizona Diamondbacks. A score 5-4. That 3-game series against the Diamondbacks continues tonight and tomorrow afternoon in Phoenix. It's 7 minutes after 7. This is Kansas Public Radio. This is NPR News. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. 99.5 in Manhattan, 91.3 Olsburg, Junction City. Online, find us at kansaspublicradio.org. So ahead this half hour, a civil trial against former President Donald Trump begins today. Advice columnist E. Jean Carroll says Trump sexually assaulted her in the 1990s.
It was a very short incident in the Bergdorf Goodman dressing room, and it was against my will.
If found liable, Trump could be forced to pay millions. We'll find out more about that coming up in 20 minutes on Morning Edition here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Merck Co-op, featuring fresh prepared foods and groceries. Everyone can shop, anyone can own. Open daily at 901 Iowa in Lawrence and at 501 Minnesota in KCK.
Mostly sunny this morning, but some clouds moving in the afternoon. Afternoon highs in the mid-60s. Clear skies and 40 degrees now. It's 7:21.
In the early days of COVID, there were so many questions.
How many people are in the hospital? Do we have hospital beds? Are there ventilators?
But the White House Coronavirus Task Force didn't have the numbers.
There's no U.S. data that I could rely on.
How poor government data costs lives. On the next Reveal.
Reveal tonight at 7 on KPR2.
Support.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Every weekday afternoon, Monday through Friday, from 3 to 7, tune in for NPR's All Things Considered here on your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. Mostly sunny this morning, a few clouds here and there, but then mostly cloudy in the afternoon. Afternoon high temperatures eventually reach the mid-60s. Then tonight, mostly cloudy with lows near 44 degrees. Clear skies, 40 degrees now. It's 7:30.
Result of a poisonous gas leak at a plant in Texas that was nearly a decade ago. This is NPR News from Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson. Good morning. It's 7:31. Governor Laura Kelly has rejected a huge tax-cutting package over concerns that it would drain the state's budget. But Republican leaders in the Kansas legislature have vowed to override that veto. The plan would set a flat income tax rate and provide up to $570 million in cuts every year. It would also speed up the elimination of the state's food sales tax and reduce taxes on Social Security. Governor Kelly, though, says the flat tax would mostly benefit rich Kansans and cost the state $1.3 billion over the next 3 years.
That's money taken directly from services everyday Kansans rely on and deposited right into the pockets of the wealthiest Kansans.
But supporters of the plan argue a flat tax is the fairest way to tax income. Governor Kelly instead is proposing a one-time tax rebate of up to $900 for married couples. That plan would cost the state about $800 million. Governor Kelly has signed into law a bill of rights that gives foster parents and foster children a few dozen additional protections. As Blaise Messer reports, the law passed with bipartisan support.
Most of the almost four dozen rights already existed in state law, like guaranteeing a safe and comfortable placement for kids. But Kansas lawmakers say those rights were trampled on so much that the state needed to create a centralized place for foster kids and parents to see what rights they have, like the right to timely reimbursement for foster parents. Foster parents should be getting paid back for their expenses, but that doesn't always happen. The governor says this will give parents more of a voice in a confusing system. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Blaise Messa in Topeka.
The annual number of high ozone days has decreased in Kansas in recent decades, but air pollution remains a big problem, especially in and near the state's largest cities. Celia Yopis-Jepson has more.
A new report from the American Lung Association credits the Federal Clean Air Act for helping reduce high ozone days over the past several decades. That's good because ozone irritates lungs and can cause long-term lung conditions that shorten lives. Yet the report also says that spikes in particulate matter have gotten worse in recent years, including in the Kansas City, Topeka, and Wichita areas. Fine particles can penetrate lungs and bloodstreams and can also cut lives short. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
A former corrections officer at the El Dorado Correctional Facility has been sentenced to life in prison. A jury found Caleb Hogan guilty of child abuse and first-degree murder in the death of his three-month-old son. The Butler County Attorney's Office confirmed that Hogan was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole before 25 years. In March 2021, the child was found unresponsive and died 3 days later at a Wichita hospital. Clear skies and 40 degrees at 7:35.
It's Morning Edition from NPR.
You're listening to NPR's Morning Edition right now here on Kansas Public Radio. This is your place for NPR's Morning Edition and all things considered in the afternoons. Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.9 in Atchison. Senator Dianne Feinstein is facing calls to resign now after she missed key votes because of her health issues. We'll hear from some California voters talking about their concerns about their senator's absence. That's coming up just ahead on Morning Edition here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, co-hosting a screening of the film Hello Bookstore for Independent Bookstore Day on April 29th at 7. More at ravenbookstore.com/events.
Morning Edition continues until 9 o'clock, and then Cordelia Brown will be along with classical music for us. We'll hear Leonard Bernstein with a group of young musicians performing the Carnival of the Animals. We'll also hear Bach's First Brandenburg, Mendelssohn's Fifth Symphony, and two bits for flute and piano, and more. Classical music with Cordelia starts at 9.
I'm Leila Faldin. Morning Edition from NPR News makes mornings more bearable.
Scientists at the University of Arizona came face to snout with a satellite picture of what looks like a teddy bear etched on the red planet's surface.
And we always pause for a little joy.
The Puppy Bus is run by a local dog walking and training service called Mo Mountain Mutts.
Join us for the show that never forgets to have fun. All right, I'm done with these puns. Listen every weekday.
Every weekday morning from 5 a.m. to 9.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Amy Martinez.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Tom Parkinson, and this is Kansas Public Radio. It's 10 minutes before 8. The Marketplace Morning Report is just ahead. Quarterly results from the airlines are continuing to come in. Delta and United have reported. We're expecting to hear from American and Southwest later this week. So far, the major airlines are reporting losses for the first 3 months of the year. They say consumer demand, though, is still strong. We'll hear more about that just ahead. And then right after 8 o'clock, the latest news from around the region. Following the regional newscast, we go to Sudan, where civilians in the capital find themselves caught in the middle of a conflict between rival military forces, and those aren't the only dangers they're facing.
Heavy looting and armed robberies, organized crime, absolute absence of any police force.
More on the situation facing people trapped in Khartoum. That's coming up just after 8 o'clock on Morning Edition here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech, a catalyst for economic growth in Douglas County by providing area businesses customized training programs for a well-prepared workforce. Information at peasleytech.org.
Ordinary elephants' songs have been called emotionally powerful and vulnerable. They'll bring their harmonies to KPR's 70th anniversary celebration with Trail Mix coming up Thursday, May 4th at the Lead Center in Lawrence. Kansas City singer-songwriter Troy Zimmerman will open the concert. Tickets available at kansaspublicradio.org. The concert sponsored in part by Krings Interiors.
American Public Media.
We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio, celebrating 70 years on the air. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, K258BT in Manhattan, 99.5, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art. Open Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thursday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday, noon to 5 p.m. Details at spencerart.ku.edu.
Clear skies, 45 degrees at 8 o'clock.
Appear in a court hearing on Tuesday in which further details about the case could be revealed. So far, police have not given a motive or timeline of the incident. For NPR News, I'm Kyle Gassett in Montgomery, Alabama.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson. It's 8:04. Governor Laura Kelly has vetoed a tax relief package that would create a flat income tax rate for all Kansas residents, but Republican lawmakers may have the votes to reverse that veto. Dylan Lyson has more.
The plan would create a 5.15% flat income tax in Kansas and cut up to $570 million of state revenue each year. It also speeds up the elimination of the state's food sales tax and reduces taxes on Social Security. Supporters argue a flat rate is the fairest way to tax income, but Kelly says it would drain the budget and make it harder to pay for state services.
There is no doubt public schools would be the first to take a hit.
Kelly instead proposed a one-time tax rebate up to $900 for married couples. The plan would cost the state $800 million. But Republican leaders in the legislature vow to override Kelly's veto. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Governor Kelly has also vetoed a bill that would specify in law that parents can pull their children out of school activities they find inappropriate. The bill was a pared-down version of the so-called Parents' Bill of Rights that the governor vetoed last year. The change would have little practical effect, but supporters say it's a way to give parents a bigger role in what happens in classrooms. Opponents see it as a way of shutting off discussions about race and controversial cultural issues. Republican Senator Molly Baumgardner said during the debate that the bill would outline parental rights in state law.
I don't think that parents asking questions should be viewed as threatening.
The bill would need 8 more votes in the House and 4 in the Senate to override the governor's veto. Kansas economic officials will not be allowed to use environmental, social, or governance factors in investing public funds. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's allowing the Republican anti-ESG bill to become law without her signature. The law is part of a larger push from conservatives across the country against what they see as woke practices, pushing liberal climate or diversity goals. About $8.5 trillion worth of U.S. assets is managed in line with ESG principles. Now the managers for the Kansas pension system will be required to consider only financial factors when making investment decisions. The new law takes effect July 1st. Governor Kelly has vetoed new restrictions on food stamps because she says it would take food away from hungry Kansans. Blaise Messer reports.
The bill would require able-bodied Kansans between 50 to 59 years old to take work training programs if they do not work more than 30 hours a week. If they don't do that, they lose access to food assistance. Republicans who supported the change say work requirements are a common-sense way to help people get out of poverty. The governor says the bill is a burden on low-income Kansans. The bill did not pass with a veto-proof majority. Republicans could try to override the veto later this week. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Blaise Messer in Topeka.
And in sports, the Kansas City Royals lost to the Arizona Diamondbacks last night, 5-4. That series continues tonight and tomorrow afternoon in Phoenix. It's 7 minutes after 8. You're listening to NPR's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.9 in Atchison, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up, as Israel marks the 75th anniversary of its founding, Israelis are now reopening some debates about whether their country can be both a Jewish state and a democracy. More on that coming up next. Also ahead this half hour, ousted Fox News host Tucker Carlson elevated extremist narratives and conspiracy theories to an audience of millions.
This kind of dreck that you would normally only see on far-right forums and online spaces had a primetime audience on cable news every night.
We'll have more on Tucker Carlson's far-reaching impact. That's coming up in 15 minutes on Morning Edition here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Richard Porter, helping to bring NPR News, KPR Statehouse news coverage, and classical music to KPR listeners in eastern Kansas and western Missouri.
We'll hear the Carnival of the Animals this morning. Leonard Bernstein is the narrator today. We'll hear Bernstein's voice on KPR this morning, as well as Bach's first Brandenburg Concerto, some tunes by Handel for harp, and Mendelssohn's Fifth Symphony. Cordelia has the classics starting at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition, here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from...
Tune in for All Things Considered every weekday afternoon at 3 o'clock from 3 to 7. Your host is Laura Larson here at Kansas Public Radio. Partly cloudy this morning, mostly cloudy in the afternoon with highs in the mid-60s. It's 48 degrees now.
Forced to pay tens of millions of dollars. This is NPR News from Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson. It's 8:31. Governor Laura Kelly has rejected a huge tax-cutting package over concerns that it would drain the state's budget. Republican leaders in the Kansas legislature have vowed to try to override her veto. The plan would set a flat income tax rate and provide up to $570 million in cuts every year. It would also speed up the elimination of the state's food sales tax and reduce taxes on Social Security. Governor Kelly says the flat tax would mostly benefit rich Kansans, and it would cost the state $1.3 billion over the next 3 years.
That's money taken directly from services everyday Kansans rely on, and deposited right into the pockets of the wealthiest Kansans.
But supporters of the plan argue a flat tax is the fairest way to tax income. Kelly instead proposes a one-time tax rebate of $900 for married couples. That plan would cost the state about $800 million. Governor Kelly has signed into law a Bill of Rights that gives foster parents and foster children a few dozen additional protections. Blaise Messer reports that the law passed with bipartisan support.
Most of the almost four dozen rights already existed in state law, like guaranteeing a safe and comfortable placement for kids. But Kansas lawmakers say those rights were trampled on so much that the state needed to create a centralized place for foster kids and parents to see what rights they have, like the right to timely reimbursement for foster parents. Foster parents should be getting paid back for their expenses, but that doesn't always happen. The governor says this will give parents more of a voice in a confusing system. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Blaise Messa in Topeka.
The state's pension fund will now be limited in how it considers environmental, social, and governance factors in investments. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly is allowing the Republican-backed bill to become law without her signature. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that Republican lawmakers are arguing money managers' embrace of ESG factors is harming certain industries, such as oil and natural gas. Republican leaders were intent this session on rolling back the Kansas Public Employee Retirement System's investment with firms that use ESG principles. The law will now require all state and local entities to make investment decisions based solely on financial viability. The annual number of high ozone days has decreased in Kansas in recent decades, but air pollution is still a problem in or near the state's largest cities. A new report from the American Lung Association credits the Federal Clean Air Act for helping to reduce high ozone days over the past several decades. Yet the report also says spikes in particulate matter have gotten worse in recent years near the big cities, Kansas City, Topeka, and Wichita. This is Kansas Public Radio. It's 8:35.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Amy Martinez at KPBS.
-52 degrees and sunny at 8:42. This is Kansas Public Radio. Rain after the big fires last year in northern Arizona had whole neighborhoods in Flagstaff sandbagging to protect their homes. Now, near record snowpack in the mountains is threatening to test larger scale flood controls in Flagstaff. We'll get more on that coming up next on Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from the National World War I Museum and Memorial, a Kansas City landmark since 1926, offering visitors a diverse global collection of artifacts and educational and interactive displays for all ages. Information at theworldwar.org.
Here's something really fun coming up this morning on our morning classical program. In the early 1960s, Leonard Bernstein chose a handful of young musicians to help him perform the Carnival of the Animals. And in this particular recording, Bernstein himself is the narrator. You'll hear the voice of Leonard Bernstein this morning on KPR and much more. A morning of great music with Cordelia Brown on KPR One. Starting at 9 o'clock.
Hey, I'm Jesse Thorne. On Bullseye, we're all about who makes art and about how they make it. Take, for example, Sudan Archives.
I'm basically getting high, playing violin, putting a bunch of like guitar pedals through it, and then I'm resampling that and then making it bop.
Culture comes from great creators. Great creators open up on Bullseye from MaximumFun.org and NPR. Saturday morning at 11, right here on KPR.
Good morning. I'm Steve Inske. This is NPR News.
This is Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News. 91.5 in Lawrence, 91.3 Olsburg, and Junction City. Coming up next, we hear from actor, producer, and writer Rainn Wilson about his book on spirituality and belief. The book is called Soul Boom: Why We Need a Spiritual Revolution. We'll hear what Rainn Wilson has to say about his book. That's coming up next on Morning Edition here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, presenting Roar and Pour Wine Fest, an evening of wine tasting, food, and entertainment to support the work of the Topeka Zoo, April 29th. Tickets available at topekazoo.org/roarandpour.
It's 10 minutes before 9, and just after the 9 o'clock news, Cordelia Brown will bring us a morning of music. We'll hear some of the music of J.S. Bach this morning, Felix Mendelssohn, Camille Saint-Saëns, much more, Stephen Foster, too. From 9 to noon with Cordelia Brown. Then at noon, Jeff Watson will bring us an exciting start, a festive march from a Finnish fairy tale suite, and then a bit of Mozart. We'll hear Mozart's 16th Piano Sonata. Classical music throughout the day here on Kansas Public Radio on KPR 1. On KPR 2, stay tuned for the BBC News Hour at 9 o'clock. A 3-day ceasefire is in force in Sudan. So far, it appears to be holding, despite some sporadic gunfire in the capital. We'll get the latest news from Khartoum. Also, how climate change is threatening to undo much of the progress in combating malaria. Those stories and more news from around the world. The BBC News Hour starts at 9 o'clock on KPR 2. It's 8:51.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm A. Martinez.
And I'm Tom Parkinson, and this is Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local from the University of Kansas. We are KANU. and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, and online at kansaspublicradio.org, or you could simply ask your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
It's 9 o'clock, and just ahead, we will check in with NPR in Washington, and then Cordelia Brown brings us a morning of great classical music. We'll hear Leonard Bernstein with a group of young musicians performing the Carnival of the Animals, with Mr. Bernstein playing the part of the narrator this morning. We'll also get into Bach's first Brandenburg Concerto, hear some tunes by Handel, some tunes for harp, also Mendelssohn's Fifth Symphony, and an old Stephen Foster song, The Voice of Bygone Days. Get sentimental. You're on the Classical Music Program with Cordelia Brown, getting underway just after the news, coming up next. Partly cloudy this morning, mostly cloudy in the afternoon, highs in the mid-60s. It's sunny and 52 degrees now at 9:01.
Live from